We can learn a lot about Chester Schultz's time in France from military records, but what he saw, what he felt, can only be found in the letters he wrote to his mother and family. A short time after arriving in France, his unit moved to Mussidan in southwestern France for more training in the type of warfare the American Expeditionary Force was using to finish the war. A.J. Casey is the voice of Chester.
We are billeted in the stable of an old Frenchman who has three daughters in the Red Cross and two sons in the service. He has lost one daughter. He is a fine old man and treats Chintrup and I just fine.
Detailed records in the town's archives narrowed Chester's billeting location down to just a handful of possibilities. We visited two of them with the help of local museum director Ludovic Chachenia and translator Christian Tildeman.
Mais ce qui est bien, c'est que dans Séguinou, il y a trois fermes et on avait trois noms. Donc on est sûr que les trois fermes.
In Séguinou, we have only three farms and we have three names. So okay. We are sure that at least American soldiers were
in these barns. Yes,
yes, were billeted here.
Yes.
Far from peaceful in other parts of France, battles were exacting a high cost on the American troops. One of the most graphic accounts of the German resistance in the Meuse-Argonne offensive was written by a lieutenant assigned to Company M of the 28th Infantry Regiment. The account by Maury Maverick appeared in the book Doughboy War by James Hallis. Zach Evans is the voice of Lieutenant Maverick.
We had reckoned without a German rearguard action, and no doubt they had heard us telling our men to get ready. They were soldiers who had trained 4 years at the front. They had left their lines checkerboarded with machine guns, had left their men in the rear to fight to the death, and had slowly moved out of the heavy masses of troops. Most of us who were young American officers knew little of actual warfare. We had daring, but not the training of the old officer of the front. The Germans simply waited, and then laid a barrage of steel and fire, and the machine gunners poured it on us. Our company numbered 200 men. Within a few minutes, about half of them were either dead or wounded.
Desperate, after suffering thousands of casualties in the summer and fall of 1918, unit commanders went looking for replacements. They found them in Mussidan.
October 18th, 1918. Dear Mother and Dad, I am now located with a new outfit. Our company was split to pieces to replace a part of the 1st Division. Green, Saunders, Schaffner, and I are still together. The 1st Division was the first to arrive in France and have gone through some of the hardest fighting. They have made a name for themselves that will go down in history. We are hoping to get a chance to help them maintain the name and also make a little more history of the kind they have made.
Problem was, there was no record of Chester's name being added to the 1st Division roster. At his proudest moment, leaving Mussidan as a member of the Big Red One, no one but Chester and a few of his buddies knew he was even there.
It's on! It's done!
In our next segment, recognition for an Evansville soldier's sacrifice in World War I.
I wanted to come with champagne, but it's too hot.
Join us when Chester and Gertrude at War continues.